The universe is vast, enormous, huge, full of stars, planets and matter. Some of the matter is so dense that not even light escapes. We call it dark matter. NT1031 brings you Dark Matter with Dave Navarro.
10 o'clock, welcome to the program. Dave Navarro here, Dark Matter Radio on Indy 1031. Phone lines are open, 877-900-1031. Big show tonight. Big show. Hi, guys.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. I have a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, I know.
Getting over the cold. I bought a bottle of NyQuil last night, and I had a blast.
I saw that.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing better than... A couple. How much does it tell you to take? Like one of those little caps?
A capful.
So you do three of those and a brand new episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Boom.
I'm telling you, dude. No problems.
I'm a big fan of four Tylenol PMs and a hot tub.
And a hot tub. But don't you run in the danger of maybe passing out and
but
drowning?
That's the excitement, though.
Oh, that's true, huh?
That's what I like.
That is exciting.
One of those and I'm done.
Yeah, I know.
Really? So bear with me tonight. I'm hanging in there. I got out of bed just to come do the program.
You're a trooper.
I really try to troop, you know? Trooping is something I try to do. Big show. We got Josh from I Will Never Be the Same is coming into the studio. Great band. Band that I just happened upon, and I'll tell the story in a little while when he gets here. That'll be in about a half an hour. And also have a brand new track from the band Kill Lola.
Yes.
And it's an exclusive world premiere of this track.
My old bandmates.
That's right. Dan used to be in Kill Lola.
Correct.
So we're going to spin that in a few. But first, Todd, what's going on? You in the chat room there?
Well, I was going to play like I was grounded.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Todd was supposed to be grounded this week.
Yeah, what happened with that, by the way? I'm a little hurt by this. Honestly, I'm a bit hurt.
He made it up actually to Chantal.
Yeah, I did.
If President Obama was here and you could apologize directly to him, it's another story.
Yeah, but we went out too afterwards, and
we hung out with Chantal.
We rubbed elbows with her, and she was all cool. And you know what? I was. Yeah, there was a bunch. No, Todd.
Well, here's the thing.
Me and Whitney had a little plan. We were gonna fuck with people.
Here's the thing. Last week we had Chantal from Morningwood on, and Todd was rude. Actually, got very scolded by me, in and out of the studio.
Yeah.
Like actually scolded, and then he made amends to Chantal, kissed her ring. I tweeted the picture. All has since been forgotten, and that is why he's here. Also, I realized that I only have a handful of friends and I can't afford.
But I wish you realized this when I was grounded like a year ago.
That was a different story, Dan.
During
that
the week,
was a different
I also,
story. You
during
have
the week,
to admit.
I also physically threatened him. Like, if you don't let me come down, I'm going to beat the living shit out of you.
That'll do it.
I said, okay, dude, it's cool. I was just kidding.
So I make a comment about someone you don't even know and I'm grounded. This is your friend in a horrible.
He made it up to her. It was between them, and he already made amends.
Right.
All right.
And frankly, you offended me politically and socially.
See, here's the difference. I offended Dave. You scared him.
All right.
Right. Is that correct?
Well, that's the kind of thing. See, if Todd calls one of our guests a cunt, he can make it up to her. If we go over what Dan did, I potentially have people coming out to kill me.
Right, and I don't know if you can.
I don't see a problem.
I don't know
fringe
if you can
fanatics.
Make that up to him either.
It's true.
At least wait till I release another record before you do something like that again.
Because
then, if I get killed, it becomes like you know.
I don't want you dead because I got no work if you die.
No, yeah, you do.
Either that or call his wife a cunt, and then you can always you know.
Well, she is. Right?
Yeah, you could
do
that.
No, she's not at all.
No, you can do that. I got no problem with that.
She's fine.
Tread that area.
Oh boy. Anyway, so we do have a phone call, and the phone is lit up. Let's take a
look. Any guesses? Who we got?
I'm one of three people.
All right.
I'm guessing.
Let's see who we got.
Let me see if I'm right. Hello, who's this?
I knew it.
Yeah. That is not exactly who I thought it would be.
That dickhead.
Okay, so let's dump that, Jess. And let's go to Fun with the Press. Fun with the Media is one of my favorite installments.
What do we got here?
This just came out in some, I don't know what it was. What is this? Contact Music?
This is contactmusic.com. Do you want me to read it or you want to read it?
Yeah, read it. And then I will systematically tear it apart.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting. This is very interesting.
And the header is Dave Navarro. Navarro's girlfriend hides romance from family.
Hides romance from family. Okay. All right, and then you don't have to give out that name.
Okay, no, I won't, of course.
But you can just read the thing and then read
okay,
that
so
name.
Dave Navarro's girlfriend is reportedly keeping her romance with the rocker a secret from her family because she fears her parents will disapprove of his bad boy past.
The Jane's awesome, by the way.
The Jane's
Maybe I should
so
leave
far,
it alone.
So good.
Yeah, I should
so
leave
far,
this
it's
alone.
Good. It's good so far. All right, the Jane's Addiction guitarist, I'll leave that part out, too.
You can leave that part out, too.
recently began dating, blah, 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 blah. But she has yet to tell her folks about her latest romance and even insists on hiding Navarro's belongings when her conservative parents visit.
You leave shit at this girl's house?
Go ahead, keep going. That's one indication right there, by the way, that it's false.
You would never do that.
Carry on.
A source tells America's Star magazine, when her dad came to visit her in L.A., she hid Dave's things, and she gave Dave excuses about why he couldn't come by.
Navarro only has one girl to go to, by the way. I love that.
What?
Well, let me just finish. Navarro has battled a drug addiction in the past and has been divorced 3 times. He was previously married to model actress Carmen Electra.
Okay.
You were married to Carmen Electra?
Okay, now don't... You picked up on this. But I think there are some glaring, obvious reasons why this is a false story.
Yes. Most of it.
One of the reasons is because you said...
You would never leave shit at someone's house. You don't bring anything that you would leave.
I don't have stuff.
Yeah. Right? You don't have girlfriends either.
I don't have girlfriends either.
You might leave a rubber, actually.
I was going to say, when it said Dave Navarro's girlfriend... was an indication right there.
Is that amazing?
Where is this?
It's on Contact Music.
It's on Contact Music. And the funny part is, like, there's actually a source they're claiming that's telling them.
Okay, there's a couple of things.
Do you know this girl?
Of course I do.
Okay.
She's a friend of mine from the gym.
Okay.
I'm not dating her. I don't have a girlfriend, first of all.
Right.
And she's a sweet girl, but, I mean, this is just, you know, I don't even know where this stuff comes from. But, A, I wouldn't leave stuff anywhere.
Right.
B, nobody would ever have to make an excuse as to why I can't come by.
Right. No. You just move on to the next one.
You can't come by today. Great.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Next.
When do I want to go by anywhere?
Right.
And then thirdly, to cap it off, it's a picture of me and Jenny Spain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not even the girl.
It's not the good.
That's
this
funny.
Is the best part. The picture is not the girl that they're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? How do you like that?
Great sources.
Yeah.
Nice research, idiots.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yet stuff used to bother me.
I believe
now.
It, though, actually.
So, I'd be safe in saying that everybody at contactmusic.com is a cunt.
For sure.
And you'd stand behind that.
Here's my thinking about that. I think that Contact Music... picked it up because
picked
if
it
you
up.
See
okay, okay.
if you see it's it the source was to Star Magazine.
All right, so I retract. Contact Music, good people. Star Magazine.
Contact Music should check their sources too.
Yeah. Star Magazine should check their sources.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying. But I like how it makes me sound.
If you want truth, go to the Bible.
It should say a source tells totally fucking bullshit magazine.
Yeah, it's amazing, right?
That's what the name of the magazine
is. It's not even, it's a picture.
Some guy tells another guy.
Yeah. It's a picture of me and Jenny Spain from the Scream Awards like a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I like how there's a little Taco Bell. Like, it almost looks like they put it there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That wasn't there when we took that picture. Yeah. All right, looks like the phone is lit up. I was going to make a bigger thing about it, but I don't feel very
Maybe
well.
Maybe it's Contact News on the phone.
Okay, hello, who's this?
Hey, Dave?
Yes.
Hey, it's Rachel from Austin, Texas.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you guys?
We're good. What's going
on?
So good.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
I can also tell Lisa from Killola to feel better. She's not feeling well herself.
Oh, is that right? No, it's not. You know, listen, I don't want any more rumors to start. We didn't give this to each other.
Right.
Although she is experiencing weight loss and...
unexplained weight loss.
And immune deficiency.
Yeah, what are your symptoms?
Lesions. But that had nothing to do with
well,
me.
Yeah.
I'll set the record straight. If anybody's confused, it definitely wasn't Lisa and Dave.
I appreciate it.
Is it true that Lisa hired Denzel Washington as her lawyer?
It is true, actually.
Yeah.
She loves opera. So what can we do for you, Rachel?
I just want to say thanks so much for having Killola's new song on tonight. I know there's a lot of people really excited to hear it, to hear I Want to See Your Dick.
Yep.
And
I'm going to be playing that song. What time is it now? It's 10 now? I'll be playing that song
it's
around 5 minutes.
Here.
Yeah, I'll be playing it in about 2 hours.
Awesome.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But nobody could set it up better than you did just now. So let's do that. This is new Kill Lola. This is a track called Get Your Dicks Out. And
True story.
It's probably
based on actual events.
I don't know that this is going to be hitting the FM airwaves anytime soon. But you can hear it here on Indie 103.1. We'll be right back.
I'm the K and Kill Lola. Yeah, for sure.
Very much Lisa from Kill Lola, who sent me that track for world exclusive premiere rights. Never been played anywhere else.
That's pretty exciting. So, always
Lisa, I'm much more excited than I sound. I just am very, very sick, but thank you.
I wasn't into it, so I'm not.
You're
I'm
not, not?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh Jesus, Dan. What else do we got, Todd? What's going on in the chat room?
Same old shit.
Same old shit. Same old shit. All right.
There's just a lot of cunts getting thrown around. It's actually getting old to me.
It's old. Point. Well, yeah.
I got to think of a new
word. I got a word for you.
What?
My old word.
What is it?
You know it.
What is it?
Obama.
You can't throw that in there.
No.
Don't throw that in there.
I'll type it. Let me type it.
That's a different chat room.
Okay, cool.
All right. Let's. This is a song. I recently put together a mixtape for my muse.
A tape? An actual tape?
I couldn't find a tape.
All right. Don't call it that then.
You have a muse?
I have a muse. That's right. And,
A mix zip file?
A mix zip file. And this was the title track. And this is going out to her. All right, that's a great song going out to my muse right there. And that one is The Cure, and it's called The Perfect Girl. Now, we were talking about The Cure a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I am a huge, or was a huge, huge old school Cure fan.
As am I.
I'll agree.
Keyword in that sentence
was.
Oh, wait, no. It's changed since then, Todd.
What is it?
Okay. And then I woke up one day, and I was listening to my iTunes shuffle, as I do every morning, and The Cure came on, and I was like, you know what? I fucking hate The Cure. Like, out of nowhere, I just was like, over it. Like, I'm over it. Like, enough. I've had my fill of Cure my whole life. What has happened is that since meeting my muse, she loves The Cure so much, I love them again.
Oh.
You're a pushover.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
that's like... I'm easy. I mean, what do you want me to do? Well, it's not like I didn't love them to begin with. I had many years of experience with
it.
I just needed it suggested to me again. And then I realized, wow, they're amazing.
Do you remember what song you were listening to when you realized you hated them?
It was something off Kiss Me. Or The Kiss or whatever. Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me,
Kiss Me. Was it Standing on the Beach?
I don't think that's on that record.
I think it is. I don't know.
I have to say that I was really upset. I've only seen them twice. And both times I saw them play, they didn't play like any of their old stuff.
Oh, they're one of those bands?
No, I've seen them twice.
I saw them at Coachella, and I saw them at the Shrine, and they didn't play. Majority of it was, like, new stuff.
Well, you know, Robert's got to keep his act together.
But at a place like Coachella, where there's tons of people out there that maybe are not your fans, wouldn't you think that you would want to play, like, hits that most people probably know?
Well, they play for 3.5 hours when they play, so they have to have some hits, like, falling in there and acting.
Let me just interject here. Based on my muse's love for The Cure... I don't think they could do anything wrong. Let's go to the phone.
This must be a special lady.
Who really is this girl?
You'll never know.
Is she from Contact News?
Hello, who's this? You're on Dark Matter. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Dave?
You got him.
Well, I'm one of the infamous crowd that has been blocked from your Twitter.
Okay. What did you do to piss me off?
Well, I'll tell you what I did, and I don't think I pissed you off. Well, I hope I didn't, and if I did, I sincerely apologize.
Okay, but now this is opening up a can of worms. We'll get into this. So let's talk about, what's your name on Twitter?
It is Ravens_stranger.
Okay, that doesn't ring a bell, so you're doing okay. You're one step away from being re-added. Now, what did you do to piss me off?
Okay, well, here's what I did. You made like a gay joke.
Yeah.
So, and I don't remember what it was.
I said that I was looking forward to scarves and accessories because it's wintertime. And I think that, I said something about being gay as a result of wanting to accessorize.
Well, so you got a problem with homosexuals?
Back. Huh?
Nothing.
So you're homophobic?
No, I'm not. I'm very, very far from a homophobic.
Oh, no. I think I said, exactly what I said is, I'm looking forward to accessorize this winter, and I wonder why people think I'm gay.
Right.
Basically, turning the tables on myself,
being
playful, making a joke, you know, because I know what the press and you know, all that bullshit says. So, I was turning the tables, as it were. What did you say? Because here's the thing, it's okay for me to make that joke. I don't know that it's necessarily okay for you to. What did you say?
It's okay for me. I'm gay, so I can make that joke.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, that's true. Ew. I understand
gross.
That now.
You're gay?
I was just kidding. Okay, tell me what you said. What did you say?
Well, I said, how about that's just totally gay? And I got blocked for that.
You goddamn right you did.
You goddamn right I ordered the block.
Innocent comment. I was so playing. But I don't want to be like an internet troll or something. You know?
Too late.
Here's the thing. Now,
just kidding.
Stand there. Because here's something that I've been getting a lot of people getting upset with me over unfollowing them. I actually blocked you, though, right?
Yes.
Way worse.
I didn't just unfollow. I blocked. I love wielding the power of
blockage. When you block someone, they can't look at your page, right?
I don't know. What happens when I block you? Can you even see what I'm...
I didn't know it for like quite a while. I just thought you stopped twittering, so I didn't...
Oh, so my stuff, you can't even see what I'm tweeting.
Right. So
talk us through your emotions when you found out this happened. How did you feel when you discovered this?
Fine. I was just like, okay... I was, like, totally joking. I hope he didn't take offense to that.
Did you see yourself as less of a person? when you found out this happened to you?
No, I mean, I just felt that I should apologize.
No longer in the club?
Yeah. Because his tweets have been so funny recently.
God, recently they've been amazing.
All those naked pictures of yourself? Man, oh wait, she's gay, never mind. She doesn't care.
All right, I'll tell you what. Are you in the chat room right now?
No, I'm trying to figure that part out. I've never gone in the chat room.
Oh, it's crazy in there.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do about letting you back on, okay?
All right, sounds good. I just didn't want to be a troll or something.
Go respond to Todd Newman. Go respond to Todd Newman, and I'll catch your name, and whatever you do.
Yeah, but I don't know if she's following me. I don't recognize that.
She's following you, dude. Don't worry about it.
Are you following me or not?
I'm following you, Todd.
I think you need to be careful.
So, yeah.
Careful with this one?
You need to be careful doing this, because now everyone's going to be calling who you've ever blocked and asking for forgiveness.
That's great. Let's talk about why. Okay. I don't just block at random.
See, here's the thing about Dave.
I think you might.
Once
here's
in a while.
The thing about Dave, and I know this about you, and actually it's one of the things I actually like about Dave. He wants to rationalize, he wants every person to know why.
Yeah, they need to know why.
They need to know why.
Because half these people don't know.
You'd be a great father.
They're like, what did I do? Well, call in, I'll tell you what you did.
Yeah. We'll publicly discuss it and embarrass you.
Yeah, so I've seen him do it in public to people like that. He doesn't know. Like, oh, let me just tell you why you're fucking bothering me right now.
And then I have to punch them on the floor.
I'm really sorry if I offended you in any way.
Nah, it was just your general gayness.
I was totally joking. It was
the fact that you were gay that I objected to.
At all.
We don't like sinners.
All right, hon. Well, go sin. What's your name again?
It's Ravens_Stranger. It's spelled exactly how it's spelled.
How do you spell underscore?
All right. Well, thank you. Tweet Todd so I can catch your name, and
then I'll move on.
All right, let's go to the next one. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. What's going on?
Not much. Just thought I'd call and say hello.
Hello, Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
And I had a strange question for you.
All right. We like strange questions.
Yeah, well, last week on Mashable, they had an article about people texting or Facebooking right after sex.
Okay.
And so, given your policy on, tweeting and whatever, whenever, I was wondering if you had a policy with that, or you just...
A policy?
Like, have you ever Facebooked or tweeted during or directly after intercourse?
No.
During.
I don't think so.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Have I? No, I've actually... No, but here's one thing I do.
Uh-huh.
I will actually call Todd
while
make a phone call and say, dude, you got to listen. This chick's screaming her head off.
Yeah.
I just put the phone down.
Remember that one time?
You guys are strange.
Where you literally called me from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
You were like, you got to hear this girl. And the girl, she knows. It's not like he's doing it like, oh, I'm going to press send. And
you can't really make
sneaky. But there was this one, I thought that they were putting me on, and they weren't.
Oh, yeah, the girl was screaming bloody murder.
I thought he was killing her.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
That does, thank you.
Probably a little bit more than you like. All right.
No, I'm actually not surprised.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
Have a good time. That's fantastic. All right, but now here's another thing about the unfollowing and blocking. I have found that people abuse the direct message.
I've personally found that women do respond.
They abuse the direct message. So if I'm following someone and it's every once in a while a little, hey, what's up, blah, 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 that's fine. But when I get 6, 7, 8 direct messages in a row.
For one thought?
I'm just like, no, we're not doing this
if you
anymore.
Can't, I agree with you. If you can't fit the one thought in.
One DM.
Yeah, that's it.
In fact, if you can't fit the one thought in a single DM... You don't know me well enough to tell me anything.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. Not only that, I'll somebody will make a tweet with about me, whatever, and I'll DM them to respond to it, and then they'll answer me.
Publicly.
Publicly.
The public forum.
In the public forum. That's no good.
Yeah, 3 double Ds.
By the way, we're 5 minutes away from Josh from
that
I Will Never Be
totally
the Same
cunt,
being here.
You're right.
And so let's play this track for the time being, and we'll be back after this.
Thank you. haunted by your soul.
Dark Matter. Todd, what was that? I wasn't even listening.
Perfect Circle.
Perfect Circle right there. And Josh and Fran from I Will Never Be the Same have entered the studio. And while we're getting set up, Todd, you want to take this call? Because, here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you take that call.
Hello.
We're going to set them up.
You're on with Dark Matter. Who's this?
It's Squeaky.
Squeaky?
Yeah.
Whitney.
Whitney?
Yes.
Squeaky. Squeaky balls. What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
You got to turn down the computer or the radio. I can hear myself talking in the radio.
I have the computer turned up. It's on mute.
Hmm.
We can hear ourselves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I like hearing myself,
whatever.
So. Beats these guys.
Like
this is great radio, by the way.
Beats listening to these guys in here.
Working with the guys.
So what's going on, babe?
Not a whole lot, but what the fuck is with Dave having Mickey Mouse ears? Did you guys go to Disneyland without me?
We did not go to Disneyland without you. What I did was I took my kids and like six or seven other kids because you went that one time and gave me the good idea to go. And those mouse ears were the ones that my son actually picked out and had me had them write Uncle Dave on them. So, and Dave was heartbroken over it.
Yeah, it almost made me want to shoot heroin, which is always good.
Let me tell you something. Just having the kids makes me want to shoot heroin.
Well, yeah. When anything tugs on my heartstrings, my natural response is to shoot heroin. Is there any reason why we're hearing that?
Yeah, that's just from... It's got to be from... What?
That's the CD I just gave you, Jess.
No, it's not. Nothing's playing.
I don't know how that's possible. Is that your phone?
Yeah, iPhone.
Oh, my God. That's like, phone. I swear all right. to God, it's not playing.
I'll tell you what, Jess. Why don't you go into track 4 while we set this whole thing up? Whitney, we got to go because we're having technical problems in here.
That was a spoiler, by the way.
Technical difficulties.
You got it, babe.
All righty, boys.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Okay, bye, hon.
Yeah, we're not going to use this. Bye. We don't have it on the splitter, so just
close. Yeah. Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide world. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top 3 good-looking girls on the street. Yeah, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Could be a part-time model. And then I see it the clear. I do my moves, I do my dance moves. Join you here, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a good bed. And I can't believe that I'm sharing a good bed with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a good bed. Ooh. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house and we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking this life.
Like a tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
If you probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spend a part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
That was Brand New by I Will Never Be the Same. Great job, guys.
Thanks, yeah. You changed it up a lot.
It's so hard.
Sounded fantastic. Yeah. Dave Navarro, Dark Matter, and Josh and Fran from I Will Never Be the Same are here. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah. And Josh, I know you got to go to the airport first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You're going to Arkansas, is that right?
Arkansas.
And that's where you're from?
That is where I'm from, yeah.
How long you been here?
Probably like 12 years.
12 years.
Yep. 12 years.
Let's give it up for 12 years. People.
Fantastic. You know, it's the home of Bill Clinton.
That is.
Do you know him? You guys know each other?
No.
So, I Will Never Be the Same is one of my, probably my favorite new band going right now. And this, I've told you this, and I've told this on the air. The first time I heard you guys, a DJ was spinning you guys over at Kitchen 24. And it's the first time, I would say, probably ever, that I've gone up and said, who is this, to a DJ?
Yeah, that, I didn't realize that that's these guys.
That's these guys.
Because I was with them. I was sitting with them.
Yeah.
That, I love this.
Yeah, that he was really into it.
Yeah.
I gotta admit. Me not so much. But
whoa,
it,
hey,
no,
he's just kidding.
No, it was good. It was really good.
What are you trying to do?
Offending guests left and right.
So, and now, correct me if I'm wrong. So, is the majority of this album just you did this on your own?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, tell me about that process, if you could.
I did most of the album just in my little West Hollywood apartment, just by myself. And just, you know, came up with the whole concept with like a year and a half, just sitting.
Way to go there.
Yeah. Microphones are hitting me in the face. That's how it is at home, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I write the songs. So.
Now we see where the angst comes from. Now, what were you doing before this? Because you obviously didn't just sit down and make an incredible record. You must have done a bunch of stuff before this.
Yeah, I've just had a bunch of little bands and produced a lot and done a lot of remixes and stuff. So this is kind of like something I wanted to do so I can get out and play live and kind of rock out, you know. So.
And nice. How have the show's been going? I've been hearing good things.
Yeah, they've, you know, we've played probably under 10 shows and they've been going really well. I can't wait to play somewhere outside of L.A., though, for sure.
So you haven't even played outside of L.A.?
No.
Wow, this is brand new. This is pretty
Silver
cool.
Lake. It's hard to get out of the city.
Yeah, I was going to go to that Silver Lake show. They won't let me in.
Why is that, Dave?
I don't know. Why is
passport.
That?
Passport. I thought it was going to be some kind of belt joke.
Oh, yeah, because I don't have a white belt.
That's
they won't
right.
They won't let me in. They're like, nah. That, right. Once I get to Western, they're like, no. Turn around, pal. Now, Fran, you play bass in the band, is that right?
Yes.
And how did you get involved in this whole mix?
I know Josh because I first met him. He did a remix for my other band, which is called West Indian Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a great remix, and then we ended up becoming friends.
Right.
And it was just sort of a logical union. I think we were at the bar one night, and I'm like, I should play bass for you, buddy. And he's like, you know what? I was going to ask you. Anyway, it's perfect. Let's
That's
do
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
And is West Indian Girl still happening?
Yeah, West Indian Girl's still happening. We replaced the singer, and I think we have shows coming up in November and January.
Okay, so cool. And you guys, and you're just gonna do both things, and
just
make it work that way.
Yeah,
that's cool. I think that in this day and age, it's very possible to do that and stay productive in different projects. So you have a show coming up at the
Viper Room,
November 1st, right around the corner.
Yep, 9:30, Viper Room. So
nice.
You guys play there yet?
Yeah, we've actually played there like 6 of the 9 times. So, yeah, we're familiar with the gear over there. So.
Wait, you're using the house gear when you play there?
I think they only have backline now.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can't bring your own stuff.
Yeah. What?
Mm-mm. You can bring your own guitars, but you can't bring your own amps unless you have like a small combo amp. That's about it.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You're really clamped down since the River Phoenix episode.
All right, that's enough out of you. 877-900-1031 is the number if you want to talk to Josh or Fran from I Will Never Be the Same. Let's go into a track here. What do you got lined up for us?
This is Worldless from I Will Never Be the Same.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
be the same right there. And the man behind all of that is right here, Josh.
Yes.
Awesome job.
Thank
now,
you.
What's it like for you now stepping into the role of the lead? We were just talking off the air about the lead front person role. What's that for you? What's that like for you?
Yeah, that's
do you enjoy that?
It's something very new to me, actually. I actually started singing maybe like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I've always produced projects where I wasn't the singer, I was just doing the music and stuff. So this first project, I was like, well, I just got to do it myself, you know?
Mm.
So
get it right.
Yep, got to get it right. So it's been, you know, it's been kind of a getting comfortable process. So.
Yeah, yeah. But, I know, I did a solo record and I took on that job.
Yeah.
And I got out on the road, and I was like, I fucking hate this, man. It sucks. Why can't I just play guitar? That's what I like to do.
Singing's not
That's
fun.
Me too. It wasn't fun. But, no, but, I mean, you sound great. The record's killer. Nice. Website is... What's the website? Is it...
It's IWillNeverBeTheSame.com or IWNBTS.com, which is the short version.
Let's take a call. Looks like we have a phone call here.
Phone call time.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Josh. I actually knew Josh from, like, when we were teenagers. I thought I'd call the show since I was listening in. Didn't even realize he was on.
Josh, this is your life. This is... Let me connect you with someone you've been desperately trying to get away from for all these years. Here he is.
Oh, what's going on?
Hey, Josh. Dude, it's Josh from, like, Tucson.
Oh, Josh from Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
You know him,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah, I'm from Tucson.
Like, from the Fine Line and fucking Scott and... Oh, I swung here. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
And Propaganda Child and all that crap, man. How the hell you been? I saw you on the show. I had to call.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. The Fine Line. Those were the days. That's where it all started.
Do you actually know this guy? Like, do you know him? Or is...
Can you picture him in your mind's eye?
Yes.
Yes, he can. Hey, Josh.
Back in the day,
total
though.
Bullshit.
Josh from Tucson. I can tell you how he's doing. I can elaborate. He's doing fucking awesome.
Yes, right, he is.
He's got a kick-ass record that you got to go
making
pick up.
Hits.
You got to go pick up his kick-ass record. He's playing shows, chicks everywhere. He doesn't know what to do with them all.
I knew that guy when.
Oh, man. Great track, Josh. Great
Thanks,
track.
Man.
Sounds great, man.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks for the call, man.
Alrighty. Bye.
You got something there?
No. That was just funny.
Yeah.
Is that the first time that's happened to you? Because this is going to happen a lot.
No, it's not the first time. But yeah.
And Fran, what do you got cooking these days?
Just
working on this?
Just working on this, and West Indian Girls just writing. We're in the process of writing stuff for a new record.
And you said you have a new vocalist, you have shows booked?
Yeah, a couple shows in November.
Okay, cool. There's a House of Blues one, you said?
No. We're like Belly Up San Diego.
Okay.
And then San Francisco in January.
So. Okay, cool. Now, what kind of equipment do you guys bring when you play live? I mean, is there a lot of...
It's a lot of laptops.
Computers and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of laptops and... USB cables and just, you know, just kind of a nightmare.
Is it a nightmare?
Yeah, I think we asked for like 8 DI boxes like right off the bat, and yeah, it's always a little technical nightmare. But
how many guys in the live band?
There's 5 of us total. There's a keyboard player, and I play keyboards and guitar and sing it like randomly, and we have a drummer and, you know, bass player, yep. And another guitar player as well. So
but cool, man.
Yeah.
You need another guitar player?
Yeah. I was just going to ask you.
What do you actually call someone who's manning the computers on the live show? Like, what would their... Like, there's a guitar player, there's a bass player, is there, like, a computer player?
Yeah, who's
player?
Running all that stuff?
Like, who's running that?
Well, I set it all up, and I just kind of...
Let it go?
Let it run.
And, right.
Yeah.
Mr. Logic.
It's a late
space
night...
Space bar.
Yeah.
Space bar.
Yeah. It's a space bar,
space
and they're good to go.
Right.
Looks like we have another call here. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Andrew out in Greensboro, North Carolina. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
Not much, man. Just wanted to give y'all a call to say, Josh, love your music, man.
Thank you.
Been listening to you ever since I downloaded your mixes on NineInchNails.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. So you did some of those? You did some remixes on NineInchNails.com?
Yeah, I have a few up there, actually.
Yeah, that's where I first heard them, on there, man.
Well, yeah, I appreciate all your support.
Dave, man, loved your show out in Charlotte a couple months ago with Nine Inch Nails, man.
No, thank you. I had a blast. that stood out as a particularly great show.
Yeah, it was, man. It was the last one of the tour, man. Yeah.
Hey, are you a Nine Inch Nails fan by any chance?
I'm the biggest Nine Inch Nails fan you'll ever meet, dude.
He mentioned a couple times. I thought he might be.
You're not going to find
anyway, Josh. Anyway, Josh, man, it's good to. I love your music, man. You're probably the greatest artist to ever come out since Trent and Richard Patrick, and of course, you know, Dave. And,
oh, that's great company.
Yeah, that's
very nice.
I appreciate it.
Whatever happened to the 30 Seconds to Mars tour thing, man?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Did you do
right
something
now.
With that?
No. We were just trying to work on something.
Well, you got to tell me the 30 Seconds to Mars story.
No.
Did you? Was it?
Jared's not listening. Go ahead.
Was it, well, he is listening, actually.
Oh, never mind.
No, yeah. He isn't. Was that one of those situations where you tried to work with 30 Seconds to Mars and it was just so distracting how handsome Jared was that you just couldn't do it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
He's a beautiful fucker.
God, he's probably the best looking person on the planet.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Captivating.
Thanks for the call, bud.
See you. All right,
man.
All right, take it easy. Killer. That guy, I'm so glad that guy was a fan because he sounded like a serial killer in the making. You know what I mean?
He still might be.
That was just the best damn show I ever saw.
I'm going to kill you tonight.
If you don't do the best time job next time, I'm going to fucking blow your head off when you're not looking.
Let's go into another jam. You got something else lined up? You said you had a remix here.
Yeah, I think maybe we should give it a shot. I think it's 13 on that, yeah.
Lucky 13. Let's check it out. I Will Never Be the Same in the studio. Josh and Fran. 877-900-1031 if you want to talk to these guys. Dan, do you hear this?
Yeah.
It's my band.
I wish.
I love it.
That's incredible, man. Thank you so much. I've never heard that.
Yeah, I just want to give a little gift.
Oh, that's fuck. That's the best gift I've ever received.
It's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever received a gift that nice.
What about the Uncle Dave hat from Disneyland?
That is pretty nice. That's pretty nice, but I like this one better. Actually, you know what? Both will get me laid, so what's the difference?
Yeah, you can enjoy that song while wearing the hat.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like they're not coming.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Great job.
Thanks.
So are you going to continue working with bands and producing and remixing, or are you just now doing...
I think for sure I'm definitely going to... I'm actually going to be working a little bit with West Indian Girl and stuff, so...
Cool.
Just kind of, whatever comes up and I like it, I'm down for working on it.
Awesome. We got a phone call here. You're on Dark Matter. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Dave?
How you doing?
Hey, this is Jason.
Jason, was that not the most earth-shatteringly awesome version of Horrors you've ever heard in your life?
I swear to God, man, anything that you put on as far as a remix or whatever kicks ass. I hope you're feeling a lot better, man.
I am feeling better. I'm looking forward to getting out of here because I'm going to do about a half a bottle of NyQuil. Mm-hmm. A new Nip Tuck in the queue. Fucking,
no grilled cheese?
It's all good. No, I can't do it. I got a show coming up.
Well, I didn't get to talk to you last week, man. I was at the Surf Rider show.
And yeah.
And I went to let you know I have bad news for you. I got engaged at the show.
Why is that bad news? Is that bad news for you?
He knows how I feel about that.
Well, no. Just commitment issues.
Yeah, he knows that I don't approve of that kind of stuff.
Well, obviously. No. Just joking around.
Calling my show with that kind of bullshit, pal.
But, that 25th anniversary bash was fun, man. Great vibe, all over. Whole lot of love with Perry Shredded.
Yeah. He's fantastic. Well, let me just tell you, that congratulations on the engagement.
Thank you.
I mean, if that's the kind of thing you're into. And
I guess, Elkie's a very lucky lady.
Elkie, huh? Where's she from?
Her name is Elkie. Actually, she's American, but her parents are German. Naturally brunette.
They didn't have anything to do with that racial cleansing thing that was going on back in the day, did they?
Because that would be awesome.
Hey.
What?
No, I'm not going to give a last name, but she's a resident doctor, and she holds
Elkie Mengele.
Well, Jason, congratulations. That's fantastic.
And I have a couple other things I just wanted to get in here.
We have guests in the studio. You know that.
I understand, and, I will never be the same. I'll tell you what, that is definitely one of the bands that's blown my mind.
That's
lately,
right.
Listening to them. And
you're goddamn right they have.
Keep it up, man. And I'll tell you what, that song, we'll Cry Little Sister, that just brings so many memories back to me, because Lost Boys was my favorite movie as a kid. I'm 35 now.
Josh wrote that when he was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
It's a great song.
It's an incredible song, and, just keep up the good work. And, Dave, thanks very much, man. You guys gave me a great background for, an awesome situation.
Yeah, dude, it's my pleasure. That's why we did that show.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. That's why I kept my, I didn't come over and try to say hello, because I had my girlfriend with me.
It's
and
very
I
much appreciated
that
way.
Wait, I'm sorry, Jason, what were you saying? Because Dan interrupted you.
I didn't come over and say hello because, I was there with my girlfriend and proposing to her. I didn't want her to meet you. I wanted to stay that way.
That would have been a bad idea. All right, pal. Well, congratulations, and congratulate your bride for me. And we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right. Take it easy, Dave. And love to Jess and, Dan and Josh and
all
everybody.
Back at you, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jason.
And Todd. Oh, sorry. You can't forget about Todd.
No, you can't.
All right.
Whatever. All right, fuck you, dude.
Now, speaking of the Cry Little Sister version, I've spun that here a few times, and a lot of people have caught on to that jam because of its popularity and just frankly because you did such an amazing version of it.
Thanks, yeah.
In hindsight, are you still glad you did it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
I mean, I love that song.
But
so
you know
much.
What I'm saying, right?
Right.
Like, here's your brand new band, your new project, and then everybody's jumping on that because it's so familiar.
I know.
Like when Orgy did Blue Monday.
Yeah, right. That was it. Well, sure. You know, and then, well, you know, they kind of...
That was one like, more, and that was then out.
Really?
I think so.
And then out?
Out.
One more phone call here. Let's check it out. Because I love... Do you want to play that, or do you want to play something else? Okay, we should definitely play that.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jamie.
Hi,
Jamie.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, boss.
Oh, my gosh. I was actually online with Jamie last night.
Is that right?
Yeah, we were trying to figure out some really funny British humor. Sorry. I was already trying to use the accent, but it's not working out.
Top of the morning, we say that here every week. Don't we?
Do you really?
Yeah, we say it every week. Every time a British chick calls up, I make her say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, governor. Top of the morning to you, governor. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we don't say that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
You do now.
Oh, yeah, I do now, but no. Nah.
Right.
You've got a very good British accent going.
What can we do for you, Jamie?
I told Josh I'd call in, so I'm calling in, you know, before I go to college this morning, so...
We get these same kind of calls.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm just calling in.
Welcome to my world, Josh.
Everybody's like, is it cool if I call in?
It's totally cool. Call in and support your boy. Everybody, 877-900-1031. Jamie, are you a regular listener of the show?
Not in the mornings, obviously, because I'm normally pretty much just about ready to go out the door. So,
where are you headed this morning?
To college.
Really? What are you learning to be?
I'm doing graphic design and illustration.
That's fantastic.
That's what I do too.
Oxford.
Yes. It's fucking hot. That's hot. You should hook up with Skull and Bones. You know that secret society? I think they got that out there.
I'll look into it.
Look into it, love.
I will do. But
I will
do.
Like
I said, I only called in to talk to Josh.
Well, thanks.
Say morning to you guys. So,
not you guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Not talking to you, Dave. I only called in to talk to Josh. Go ahead.
Definitely back. English.
Well, carry on.
English chick, right?
Carry on.
Oh. I don't hear you talking.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really nervous.
Yeah. Oh, well, don't be nervous. No, we love having you on the show, all the way from across the pond, as they say.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie, for calling.
Sorry, I'm
going to
get off now, so I'll catch you guys later.
Okay, Jamie, bye.
Bye, Jamie.
Oh, that was kind of cute.
That was really cute.
I always forget that people get nervous. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's go to another call. What are you laughing at over there? That's just evil, whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, well, I don't want to, you know, for their fans, I don't want to.
Yeah, you know.
some people get nervous and act like cunts.
Hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, dude, that's unnecessary.
That's how it comes out, right?
Let me just teach you a little something. They're going to stay his fans. They're just going to stop being ours.
She never listened to the show before anyway.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
You're tough, Todd. You're tough.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ted from Vegas. How's it going?
Hey, Ted, how you doing, man?
Alrighty. Hey, I got a quick question for you. There's a guy in town here that is a photographer named Richard Navarro, and he's claiming to be your uncle. I was wondering if that's true.
It's untrue. Well, it depends on how good his work is.
Right.
I've never even seen it. He just hands out the card, Rich Navarro, and he keeps saying he's Dave Navarro's uncle.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for putting that rumor to bed. I appreciate it, man.
All right, pal.
If he was your rich uncle, but not Uncle Rich.
Yeah, no.
Different.
Can't do it.
Struggling Uncle Rich.
Can't do it. All right, let's go to the next call. Hello, you're on with Josh from I Will Never Be the Same.
Hello, is this Dave?
You got him.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Charlie. I just had a quick question for you. I was wondering if you're a Chameleons fan by any chance.
I am a Chameleons fan, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Me too. Do you think you might be able to play some tonight?
You know what? I can hook that up for next week. I brought my playlist in. It's already dialed up.
Oh, it's already pre-programmed.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know.
I was just curious.
I burn it myself. Go ahead.
Mark played a show, I guess, kind of at the Echo. I missed it, but I guess, I don't know, he might be doing something again. I'm just bummed I missed it. But
yeah.
You guys should go together.
If you were a fan.
It's a great call, and I will hook it up for next week, all right?
Cool. Thanks,
man.
It's easy to miss those chameleons. They're always blending in.
You're either a dick or you make the worst jokes ever.
Either way,
that's
funny.
Never like anywhere in the middle.
It's always funny.
We got laughs.
All right, let's go back.
That's what's important.
Josh, you got a track here you want to fire up?
Yeah. What track was it? Did you figure it out? We've got this whole thing mixed up here. Let's see.
Nine. Well, I think it doesn't matter because they're all awesome.
Yeah. Right. Nine. Just yeah. Go ahead and choose. Let's try nine.
Try nine.
Because trying to pick a certain chip in the bag.
I think that nine is going to be awesome.
Nine.
Let's give it a
nine.
Nine times.
Nine.
All right. I Will Never Be the Same right there. Josh in the studio and Fran.
It's really good stuff.
It's amazing. Yeah, had you heard all this stuff before?
Just what you played on here.
Yeah. It's, you know, we were just talking about the intensity of the record, me and Fran. And I don't know if you saw what I wrote on my blog recently about it, but it really is one of those records. Like, you can get into, like, crazy quiet alone time introspection. Like Fran said, you can have it on at the gym. You could be driving down Sunset at 2 in the morning, you know, by yourself and rocking it. Or you can, it's actually served as the backdrop to many intimate moments in my
life. I was just going to say, it's good fucking music.
Yeah, that's what it's, I put it in a different way.
Layman's terms.
As crude as you.
I will never fuck the same.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's...
I will never fuck the same chick twice.
But there's not a whole, there's not many records that are that versatile. All right.
I agree.
Thank you.
I'm with you. I'll catch that. It and I'll throw it back to you.
Was there an overall feeling that you were going for, or was it just kind of coming out of you as you created it? Or was there...
Each one, like, was written at a different kind of moment. So definitely each one had, like, a little darker or more, you know, more brighter vibe. I don't know. I just kind of all over the place, I think, mentally about it. So,
yeah.
I think it puts it in the album that way, so.
Yes. Fran, would you care to chime in on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that why I gravitated towards it was when I was listening to it, you could feel like you didn't write it from a total, like, first person. Like, I think the average listener can get into it and feel like they can relate to those mm-hmm. lyrics. I think that's what, there's, like, a nice emotional vibe to it.
Yeah. Definitely can identify to it. Let's hear from this caller. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
It's yep. Adam again from Australia. How's everyone?
G'day, mate.
Hello.
G'day, mate. First of all, I love hearing new bands. I've never actually heard from I Will Never Be the Same or heard of them.
Right.
And certainly one to add to the library.
See that, Josh? You got one new listener out of this.
Now you will never be the same.
So
you're gonna
and
go.
Dave, I'd like to take you up on your offer earlier, where you said call up and find out what you did wrong to get blocked. A week out, and I'm still blocked.
I blocked you. Now, what did I block you for? On Twitter, we're talking about.
You're gonna look at it. You're gonna look into it.
Yeah, last week he talked about it.
Yeah, I was gonna look into it.
Hit me up.
He's still looking into it. We haven't got the answer yet. He's still looking.
The Mirror Man. I'll look into it.
I have a team of people out there investigating,
looking into it.
Of
top men
forensic
working on it.
Computer analysts trying to get to the bottom of this
enhance.
Issue.
Enhance.
Could you zoom in? Now enhance it. How many shows have you watched where that happens, right?
Everyone.
Now, zoom in, would you? Now enhance it a little bit. So wait, you don't know what you said that got you blocked?
No.
Well, what was the last thing you tweeted to me? You're a big fucking cunt.
How come you act like such a fag?
I probably the thing that I can think of. I think I might have mentioned you. Not I might have. I mentioned you in a Perez Hilton tweet.
No. That wouldn't.
That's the last thing I saw.
No.
Did you tweet with an Australian accent? Because he hates that.
I really don't like that. I don't go for that. All right. Well, do me a favor. Tweet Todd right now, and I will copy your name, and I'll unblock you or whatever.
I think he wrote to me, but I forgot to respond.
What should I tweet Todd?
Say, this is the guy that Dave blocked.
That dingo thing. Todd didn't go down real well either. That dingo thing? No good.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Nathan, you're looking to get blocked by Newman all of a sudden.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He said you're a big faggot.
Last week, I was asking for some parenting tips. And yeah. The dingo thing didn't go down so well. I've got to explain to the wildlife authorities why my son killed the dingo.
Oh, you see, he flipped it. He's got the powerful son, the dingo guy. The dingo became the victim, not the
dingo. I see, he's a twist. He's
my baby eat the dingo.
All right, buddy, we'll tweet him, and I'm going to unblock you, but right now I got to go back to the business.
You better tweet it quick, because you're about to get blocked yourself from me.
Back to work. All right.
I'm just taking it easy. All right, bro.
Have you guys blocked anybody on Twitter?
Yeah.
Straight up blocked them? What do they do? I got to know what someone does to Josh to get blocked.
Oh, I can't actually remember, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think
you
it was
can.
Just too much information, I think.
Yeah. Fran? blocking guys?
Yeah, he starts deleting people.
I just delete people all the time.
How do you? You can delete them?
I just stop following.
Stop following.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, because when they abuse the direct message.
Well, no, they just abuse Twittering in general.
Life. Yeah, posting, I've been accused of that.
Posting.
I'm a little bit of an abusive.
You're not funny enough. If you're funny,
yeah, yeah.
One's the one thing. But if you're just not funny and then you're tweeting the whole time.
Well, my favorite is when you tweet something that is funny and then people try to add on to it. And it's just never funny.
Yeah.
You can't add on to the funny.
No. You can't. You just got to let it be.
That's right. It's either be funnier or leave it alone.
Yeah.
But don't be a little less
jumping
funny.
Jumping on the bandwagon, no.
Don't jump on something funny.
Yeah, I set the bar very high a lot of times and people write back, and also this. Fuck you. Also this. I didn't fucking type something to add on to my thing. Hello, don't forget to get mad about the espresso thing, too. Fuck off.
Hello, who's this? You're on Dark Matter.
Hey, this is Gabe.
I'm sorry?
My name is Gabe.
Are you calling from a CB radio?
I'm calling from my BlackBerry.
Yeah, it's not very good.
/ CB radio.
What's going on, man?
Break one, man.
Not much. Just calling to say hi to Josh. I know Josh. Josh,
yeah,
Gabe.
What's up, man? You took some good photos the other night, by the way. Thanks for...
Finally a guy who actually knows him.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. Are those your photos on the website?
Yeah. No, from the Viper Room only.
Yeah, yeah, those are killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, wait. Who put together that photo that when you go onto the I Will Never Be the Same photo section,
yeah,
and you can click on shots from the Viper Room, I think it is?
Right.
Who put that together, you or this fellow?
I put it all together.
You put it all together?
I do the website and all the graphics and all
that. So you did the thing where you start off with the closed curtain? Because I thought that was an amazing touch.
That was good. That was actually from the Roxy. But okay. That was great, yes.
See, and I noticed the little things. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool.
You got to go through the whole show.
But was that your picture of the closed curtain?
No.
Because whoever took that was a genius.
That was Danny. Yeah. That was Danny Perez.
Yeah.
Good shot. No, that's,
any chance you could get Danny Perez to call in?
Yeah.
Danny, awesome. Good job in those photos, man.
This audio sounds like the moon landing, doesn't it?
The moon landing sounded a little bit better. So, hey, man, let me ask you, do you shoot exclusively for the band, or do you shoot lots of different bands?
You know Liz from the Love Grenades. I shoot her photos for her videos.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my buddy Steve Lee does her videos. It's just this. I'm helping out friends whenever I can. I'm just... Yeah, out there listening to good music. That's all.
Hey, safe travels back to Earth.
All right, buddy, we got to let you go because the phone's really breaking up pretty bad. But thanks for calling.
Cool. Thanks, Gabe.
The roaming must be crazy from the moon.
The surface is mushy. And
hello, who's this? Is that somebody there?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hello? Me?
Yeah, you.
No, somebody.
Is this Dave?
You got him.
I wanted to call, this is Marcy, by the way.
Hi, Marcy.
Because the other guy called and asked you why you blocked him on Twitter.
Yeah. He had it coming to him.
I was wondering why you unfollowed me. I thought maybe it was because I was tweeting too much about I Will Never Be the Same, but I mean...
No.
Considering they're on your show...
I think it's possible that you abused the direct message privilege. Here's my philosophy.
Okay.
I will add you back. I'll be happy to. Here's my philosophy. If I know you, like if I was in a shopping center and I would, or an airport, and you were walking by.
Nowhere else, by the way.
And I would recognize you and say, hey, how you doing? Then you can direct message me. But I think if I don't know you, I feel like it's a little intrusive.
Okay. Well, you used to talk to me all the time, so I thought that was all right.
Well, things change.
Oh, David.
Okay, I'm going to add her back. Did I block
you're
you?
Back
or
in.
Did I,
wait, you're back in.
You're back in.
Yeah.
Did I unfollow back, you or did I block you?
You unfollowed me.
Okay. See?
That's a good one to have.
Yeah.
That's the best
welcome
one.
Welcome home. Welcome home.
Yes. Well, you have to understand that I have 50,000 people on there, and they all send me direct messages, and sometimes I will unfollow people, and I'm not even aware I don't read the little name or the icon. I'll just unfollow it. So if it was you, I apologize. I probably didn't know it was you.
Well, can I get back in, please?
That's nice.
Yeah, you can get back in.
Unfollowing is like when a couple gets separated.
Well, no, but that's the truth.
Blocked is when you get divorced.
Okay, but that's the truth. If I get a direct message and I don't even, you know, like sometimes if you change your picture or I don't read the little thing, like I don't know who it is, and I just like I click on it and unfollow it because, frankly, I got lots of things to do in my life. But you were moving on. No, I'm saying I'm gonna add you back, and we're gonna be back in the club, you and me, Marcy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Aww.
Marcy hasn't called in a while either.
Yeah.
No, she hasn't. Well, that's another reason.
It's because of my show.
I have difficulties calling because I'm usually not home at this time. But
do you have a cellular telephone?
Yeah, I'm calling from my cup in a string.
Marcy, I will tell you that you have obviously been championing this band for as long as I know of. So thanks for calling and getting me back.
Love you.
They love you to death.
Yeah, she's actually really awesome.
Do you live in L.A., Marcy?
Well, actually, I had a question, if that's all right.
Yeah, please.
I wanted to know from Josh and Fran, as a fan, obviously I'm doing a lot more than most are, but I mean, what should we do as fans to help support the band?
Sex.
Hassle guys with radio shows?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just being a big loudmouth. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Do you guys?
Well, what should the other fans do?
Open their mouths and say, yeah. I love the
say
band.
Say
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you guys care if people give your music away to people? If they give them CDs?
No, not now. Not anymore today.
Right.
It's a given. You pretty much just have to write it and give it away.
Because I was thinking about asking you guys to give me a CD. Yeah.
CD's nuts. Marcy.
Well, I hold it hostage. I don't give it away. I make them buy.
Yeah, I agree with Marcy. Marcy, because this is a new band, they should buy the album. That's what I think.
What I've been doing is I will play the songs over and over and over again until people go, wow, that's a really cool band. What is it? And I said, oh, it's called I Will Never Be the Same. And by the way, you should buy them on iTunes.
That's
and they're like, okay.
Goddamn right. Well, Marcy, I'm going to add you back. And thanks for calling.
Marcy, I say buy direct from our site because then it goes right to the band. I mean, that's one thing that people can do is like buy from the artist directly rather than going through like a third party or middleman.
Yeah, support them better, why don't you?
You know, that way we get, you know, it can go right to us to keep funneling back.
That's
in the
cool.
Business,
I didn't know
you
had that option.
It's true. Yeah. Did you guys see?
Well, we're working on that, right?
Yeah, we are working
all the time.
On that.
Have you guys talked about the limited edition packages yet?
No, we haven't talked about that yet.
Well, now would be a good time.
Now's a good time.
Nice segue, Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that. Is this your manager?
This sounds like someone I want to follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
In direct message. So we have some limited edition packages on our website. It's like CDs and T-shirts and signed posters and stuff like that. And, get over to I Will Never Be the Same.
What does one of those packages go for?
We have like three options. Like the CD itself, I think, is like $18, but there's only like 60 of them total. So, and then we go up to T-shirts and posters. I think that the option three is the T-shirt and the poster and the CD. It's like $32 or something like that. So
awesome,
but it helps us out.
Yeah,
time. So,
go to IWillNeverBeTheSame.com and purchase directly from the guys.
Yes.
All right, Mars.
Thank you, Dave.
Do you love me again?
Of course.
Okay, I love you too. See?
All
right. Bye,
mending relationships here on Twitter. Yes. Let's go to another call. We got people online right now. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Sally from Tucson.
Hey, Sally.
She sounds pumped.
Hey,
hey, it's Sally.
It's that Todd in the background, I hear.
She thinks it's me. That was Dan saying that.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the other dick.
What's going on, Sally from Tucson?
Nothing, I'm just hanging out, listening to the show, and being in the chat room, and I gotta say, I really love your DNA website. It's
well,
awesome.
Thank you. That was made by Margaret and Yoli, and I had nothing to do with it. They
bang up job.
They did everything on that, so
yeah,
I appreciate it.
They really do a bang up job, and the band that you have on tonight, I went to their website, and I listened to their rendition of Cry Little Sister.
Yes.
Really, really great.
Strong, isn't
Loved it?
Loved it. It's very strong.
Yeah, it is. So
So
would you care to thank our listener, Sally?
Yes, thank you. Sally from Tucson. I'm from Tucson, so thank you.
Bison Witches.
I love Bison Witches.
You guys
should
probably hang out.
Yes. Yeah. Let's all go to Bison Witches.
Get an apartment together.
Ave. Yeah. Hang out at Club Congress.
Love Club Congress.
Sally, thanks for the call, and make sure you buy the record from the website, okay?
Yeah, I'm really considering going in there and ordering the CD because I really did like it. I thought it was really great.
Don't consider, just do it.
Let me tell you this. I was given a copy of this CD, and I purchased it anyway, in addition.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
That's poor.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, and I read that. I read that because your MySpace blog, I read that where you had heard the song and you asked the DJ, you know, who's this band, and he gave you a burnt copy.
That's right.
I love that story.
Yeah.
It's a great story. It never gets old.
It's touching.
Yeah. Let's keep telling it.
I'm going to tell it next half hour.
And by the way, Dave, I do follow you on Twitter, and my Twitter name is Celtic Lady Sarah.
All right. That's you. Now I know, and I got a voice to
follow.
I'm going to follow you.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Okay, you bye. Too. One more caller, and then we're going to get back into talking to the guys and playing some jams, as it were. Hello, who's this?
This is Thomas from San Francisco. How's it going, Dave?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Actually, I'm on the website right now, and I'm actually going to buy this CD right as we speak.
Oh, wow. Look at
the
that.
The limited edition one, yeah.
Limited edition. Amazing.
They're checking the bank account right now, yeah. So make it happen.
I've got my PayPal card right here.
I just clicked the pay now right now. Yeah.
Awesome,
well,
man.
Thank you so much.
That's
yeah, cool. No, I love what I heard.
Yeah, what a way to support new artists, new music, is to go directly to their site. I didn't know you guys did that. I would have done that myself. Maybe I have to buy a third copy.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but
just
I have a question for Josh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you guys ever make it up to San Francisco?
We're trying. We're trying to get out of here.
You just go on the 5 North. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Just hop right up, and it's simple.
Yep. That's our definite goal, is to get out of here for a little while and go play some other places.
Cool, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, Dave, next week in New Orleans for Budafest.
You going
to
go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. See you and Kiss.
Oh, fantastic.
Who are you more excited for, and be honest?
Actually, Jane's Addiction. I'm a huge fan.
I said
fan.
Be I honest.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer.
I saw him back in 91 at Lollapalooza.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I go back a long time. And yeah, I'm actually going to be seeing you guys over in March in Perth, Australia as well, because one of my other favorite bands, Sunny Day Real Estate,
is
going to be playing.
Yeah.
And I
cool,
just
man.
Saw them up at the Fillmore.
Right on, dude. Fillmore's a great spot. Yeah. I played there. All right, man.
Absolutely.
See you next week.
All right, cool. Thanks.
That's right.
Thanks, man.
And that is, by the way, that Voodoo Fest show with Jane's Addiction is going to go down as a historical show. Mark my words. What do you think of that?
Consider your words marked.
Consider them marked.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I am.
It's going to be pretty crazy.
It's going to be good.
New Orleans on Halloween.
Opening for Kiss, though. I don't know. They have a lot of bells and whistles.
Isn't Eminem also playing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who else is playing?
I don't know.
Some huge, huge acts.
The Beatles? I don't know.
Beatles are playing.
Cool. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Is it all original Kiss members?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know.
My dad used to do lasers for Kiss.
Really?
Yeah. He had his own laser concert company.
He did. He had his own.
He did Floyd
laser.
He did a laser.
Lasers.
I worked for Paul Stanley.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
When I first moved out to L.A., this guy got me this job working construction, redoing his house up on the top of Mulholland. It was Red Fox's old house.
Nice place?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Red Fox to Paul Stanley, that's a nice mix.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's wild.
Paul Stanley bought it from Red Fox. He's like, yeah, I'm going to change all this shit.
I think Red Fox died, though, and then he bought it.
So, Josh, let me ask you about the record. Did you print this up and put this out yourself entirely without a label?
Yeah, for sure. I was telling Fran earlier, I think the whole thing cost me like $36.
Wow.
Because it costs like, I went through TuneCore.com and just, you can upload it and they put it out on Amazon and all those sites for you. So
this is really about as
DIY
as you can possibly go.
I did all the vocals in the bathroom with like the comforter all over the wall and the whole thing. So yeah, you can do it yourself.
But it was a public restroom, so it's very difficult.
It was very awkward.
Awkward.
A lot of things get done in the bathroom with comforters. And,
But you know, but that's really an amazing. Awesome. It's like, you know, that's an amazing story. You know what I mean? And just to have that. That grassroots thing happening, you know, where you're sitting here because I heard you guys being played in a restaurant and you did all this stuff yourself. It's an incredible accomplishment. And I think that it's also, it's a, it's got to be a testament for other musicians out there that are asking, how do I, because I get asked that all the time, how do I get out there? How do, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And I think the answer is clearly be awesome.
Right. Do it yourself and be awesome.
Yeah, be awesome. Make sure that what you're doing is awesome. And
get off your ass and make some music. How about right. that?
No, but that's pretty incredible. So thanks. that begs the question, because that guy called up about San Francisco and getting up there. So you guys, when it comes to touring, what's going to happen there? I mean, because that's up to you, right? There's no tour support, as it were, from a label. Is right. that going to be a difficult thing for you?
Well, we're kind of working on that right now. It's like... I don't know.
We're just trying to book shows.
Yeah. We're just randomly booking our own shows, kind of, so.
I mean, but going from right now, going up to San Francisco or going out to Tucson, I mean, that's overhead on that for, like, a beginning band. You can manage that, but anywhere past, like, if right. you want to go do a West Coast tour, you go past San Francisco.
Yeah.
Then you need bigger guarantees, and you need some way to support that.
Yeah, of
so
course.
So for baby bands, it's tough.
And you're playing with Dramarama coming up, right?
Yeah, that's downtown. It's like a... Downtown on Ice, like Rockefeller Center type.
Pershing Square, I think.
Pershing yeah. Square, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah, that's an interesting, you know, Red Bull or something like that. You know what I mean? Or would you? Would you consider that?
I do like Red Bull.
Red Bull, was that one of our
I
shows?
I love Red
they
Bull.
They were there twice.
I love Red
because
Bull.
Because that's really the other option right now is to do like a sponsorship, hopefully jump on a tour with a band that can right. handle the cartage for you and all that stuff, which would be important, or to get like a sponsor to sponsor the tour. And that's always been kind of a, I don't know, it's for bands right now to keep it DIY yet have a huge corporate product pushing the band. That always leaves a bad taste in a fan's mouth, but they don't understand how expensive touring is.
Yeah. It has to happen.
Most fans don't have any idea, right? I mean, yeah. for now, it's like, we'll take it. And pretty much anyone wants to give us money to go tour.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Why wouldn't we take it? Because then it allows us to tour and then allows these guys to actually see us.
Yeah, no, that's
It's not
great.
Like you're any less credible. It's totally different from like 10, 15 years ago when everyone was
15 years ago, if you yeah. pulled up in a van yeah, that was wrapped like, in a soft drink, you know.
Right.
Advertising, you'd be, you know.
Yeah, we hate you.
Yeah, you're sellouts.
Now.
Everyone There's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure. Do you have another jam you want to line up for us?
I think we might as well play Cry Little Sister.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that a lot.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't think you've heard the new version. Well,
by request from everybody. 12,
right? I think it's 12.
How did you come to choose to cover this song?
It was just... I actually did this one like 3 years ago. And I loved it so much. And then I put it up on my MySpace, and the actual guy who wrote it like messaged me on MySpace. I was like, actually, I love your version of the song. I was like,
oh. Who did write it?
His name's Gerard McMahon, and they went by G. Tom Mack. And they were kind of just, he's still out there trying to play acoustic versions of the song.
So, really?
Yeah.
Now, because that's the only, is that the name of the band? Or the,
where is he? Is he in LA?
I think he's here somewhere.
You should bring him
he's,
up on stage.
Like in Lost Boys... When like if you watch the credits at the end, what's is he credited with that
it's
song?
G. Tom Mack is the artist name, and it's him and another guy, and that's all I really know about this guy. So.
That song was kind of lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, it really was. Now, what was? Did you see Lost Boys 2?
The Tribe.
I did see. That.
Did you see it? Well, yeah. What was that like?
Oh,
was
so
it hard to watch?
Oh, it was awful.
I heard Feldman's in it. Is that true?
It is true. Yeah.
They got Feldman. He's back.
The Frog Brothers.
I think Haim's so in good. It for a split second. Too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
On drugs. Haim makes an appearance.
By the way, I love the two Corys, that show.
That show is horrifying.
It. I loved
I've
it.
Never seen one of them.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's totally depressing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like devastating.
Is it as bad as Hoarders?
I don't know, but I'm happy you love it. I'm happy
love
I got
Hoarders.
You on that.
You
he was
like
telling
Hoarders?
Me about Hoarders,
I love Hoarders yeah.
and the it's, food thing I was about to throw
it's
up.
It's probably one of the best things I've ever seen.
In the history of television, it might be number one.
And you guys don't know this about me, but I'm like really super OCD, like...
Obsessed.
Obsessive. Yeah. I don't own anything. Like, I live in a loft, and it's basically empty. Like, I have furniture and art and a computer, and that's it.
Was it hard for you when you were married to, like, share space and stuff?
That's why I had my own room.
When I came over to watch a movie a little while ago at your place, I stepped on your carpet with my boots on.
Yeah.
You looked like you were going to cry.
Yeah.
You got that far in with your boots on? I just know to take, I take mine out off, like, down in the downstairs lobby.
He knows better. He knows better. Yeah, so for me to watch Hoarders and watch that shit go down, yep. It's like my fucking worst nightmare realized. They had a woman with 76 cats.
Oh my God.
35 dead.
35
Shut
of them
up.
Dead. So there's
pile of kittens.
Little skulls and spines. All like.
But the only good part is they were cats.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
And they suck.
Agreed. Yeah.
But they would just like have little, they would have litters of kittens all over the house.
Yeah.
And then they would just die. And just little skulls
little
and spines.
Kitty abortions.
It was fucking horrible. So on that note, let's hear Cry Little Sister. I will never be the same.
Oh,
little sister, I'll Never Be the Same. We were just talking. Dan asked you about how it's translating live, these songs, for you.
I think, actually, they're turning out way better live. I mean, just because, you know, we've got humans involved a little more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it definitely has a little bit more of a live edge to it, which it kind of needed. You know, doing it myself was kind of, you know, I played everything live, but, you know, it's computers and shit, so...
Yeah, but it's pretty incredible sounding on record.
You have a studio in your house?
Yes, my apartment is absolutely tiny. So.
Tiny studio.
Yeah.
It's all you need, though.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you can do. Like,
it just sounds huge.
Yeah.
That sounds huge. But you know what? A lot of people talk about that. They talk about, you know, it's amazing what computers can do. And it is. It is true. But, like, you have to have great ideas in order to have it sound amazing. You
but
know
for
what I mean?
Someone that's not a musician, and you know what I mean? Like, you always just imagine people going into these huge studios, and there's tons of engineers, and everyone's, like, you know, in the mix.
If you have the best gear in the world, but you have shitty songs, it still sucks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, we were just talking about, you were saying that when you did your vocals, you did it yourself.
Yeah.
At home.
Right. I tried singing in, like, a big studio, and there was like five people behind the glass, like watching. I was like, I'm holding back too much. Just let me go to my bathroom, please, and let me do this.
There's nothing worse, too, like when you're in the you're in the booth singing your little heart out, and you can see in the glass. Mm-hmm. And, like, you see people talking to each other.
Like whispering, like covering their mouth.
You don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. Just bursting out in laughter all the time.
It doesn't matter what they're laughing at. It could be anything else.
In your mind,
in your head, it's you. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's go to this caller here. Hi, you're in Dark Matter.
Hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Fabulous. I am calling because, obviously I'm calling, but... I just want to say I really love this band, love the voice, love the minimalistic aspect of it. It's really awesome. Dave, I wanted to ask you if you had fun at the Latin VMAs.
Ugh.
Did I?
You told me not at all. That's what you told me.
Oh, no. The Latin VMAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had fun at the Scream Awards.
No, but we had fun. I mean, maybe you didn't like
you
the
were
show.
At that?
Yeah, I was at that.
Yeah,
with
we
you.
Had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, all you do in those things is you just roll up, hang around, wait to do your thing, and then bounce. It's not like I hung out.
Yeah, we didn't go to the show, like, sit in the... We sat in the back waiting for the... Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not like I was... on the edge of my seat waiting to see what Latin artists were going to take home a moon man. You fucking care? You kidding me?
That's true.
Wasn't it like a tongue or something? What was that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I didn't
get
that.
It was like a big tongue thing.
Really awkward.
Big, it was like a scar face. Look at that thing.
Like a lizard.
Like a lizard. Like, you were very Latin that night, I have to admit.
But I will tell you this, and this is... I was at the Scream Awards the other night, and John Depp came out.
The John Depp?
John Depp.
John Depp. Easy on the eyes, that guy.
I'll tell you something. It was legitimately exciting. Not going to lie. Not going to lie. And he came out and he gave Keith Richards an award, so it was pretty fucking cool.
Wow.
Nice.
Can I ask why Keith Richards got an award at the Scream Awards?
Because he's the scariest zombie...
In real life.
In real life.
Okay.
I don't know why he got one.
Still alive.
I have no idea. He died 25 years ago.
He was so
right?
Transfixed on he was so transfixed on Depp that you couldn't see why he got the award.
I couldn't hear. It just sounded like the teacher in the Peanuts.
Because
I was so mesmerized by Johnny. All right, honey. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Do you have something else? Do you want to talk to Josh?
I wanted to ask both of you as performers and kind of had this experience my first weekend in L.A. I worked at the Sunset Junction. Was working at the gate, you know, $20 to get in, da-da-da. So many people didn't want to pay. And I was like, are you serious? You know, all these bands here, they're playing for you. When's the last time you saw one person for $20 you don't want to pay? Mm-hmm. You know, do you find it difficult that people are, like, trying to get in for free? You know, you're trying to, pay your bills and, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's just an L.A.
At Sunset Junction, it's $20 to get in there now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be, though, right? It didn't used to be.
I thought
that's
it was
what
free.
Everybody was saying.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was, like, free.
3 years has been money.
Yeah, wow. That's the
fucking
thing.
Fucking pay me to walk around in that filth hole that's going on down there. Fucking hot in summer. bunch of pimply backed guys walking around with no shirts on.
You don't want to pay for that?
Oh my God, that's true.
Sounds awesome.
I know it's true. I've been there.
It was my first weekend gig when I came here, and I had no idea what I was walking into, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine for Josh and for myself, you know, a lot of times people don't want to deal with it possibly being sold out or being an issue to get in. So that's why they want to be listed.
Yeah.
It's not so much the money.
Well, yeah.
Also, a lot of bands can't choose their own price for people to get in, too.
That's true.
Yeah. I decided for you.
That's why I tell anybody who wants a ticket to one of my shows, I say I'll put them on the $2 off list.
That's right. Yeah, it's $20 going directly to you guys. No, right? You don't know how that money's getting divvied up.
Right.
Mr. Junction over there pocketed half of it.
Mr. Junction.
All right, kid.
I learned my lesson. I'm never going to do that again for sure.
Yeah, we got to bounce here.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, so we're wrapping it up here. I will never be the same. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Appreciate it. So tell everybody how to follow you online and all your stuff.
We've got Twitter, of course. No, actually. It's twitter.com. IWNBTS is the backslash there. And then we have MySpace and the same IWNBTS. And I will never be the same.com. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, all over the internet.
We're everywhere.
And okay. Go ahead. No, you. And I was going to say, and Marcy called in earlier and asked what she can do, and you know, you guys had the right answer. Just tell everybody. You know, this is a band you love. Tell everybody. Spread it around online. Links to the sites. Tweet about it.
Perfect.
Whatever you can do, man.
Yes.
And they're playing November 1st at the Viper Room.
9:30. Yes.
9:30. Is that before somebody?
Yeah. I don't really. Can't really recall who it is. But,
Somebody's closing.
I love the Viper Room. They love us.
Yeah. So. It's a good spot. It's good sound in there, right?
I love the sound.
Yeah. Really good sound in there.
And the crew are awesome there. So.
What's up, T?
No, by the way, you should add the Australian guy. Because, look, if he ever meets you, he's going to fuck you up. Look at that picture.
He looks like Hando and Romper Stomper.
I blocked that guy?
Yeah. You had the balls to block that guy.
That's awesome.
You might want to send him a check, actually.
you heard it out there. I told Dave to unblock you, so.
All right, so I'm going to get on that as soon as I get home.
Out of my head.
All right, guys, thanks so much for being in here. I will never be the same.
Thanks.
Thank you. Great band. I love them. And I'm going to go see them on November 1st as well at the Viper. Actually, it's a band that will actually get me out of my house.
We get home that night from New Orleans.
Okay.
So you have to land and probably go straight there.
Want to go with me?
Sure. Absolutely.
How many bands do I actually go out and see?
As far as I know, none.
Yeah.
You wouldn't see Jane's if you didn't have to.
No.
I fly in that day, too, so I might see each other at the airport or something.
Sweet. That sounds awesome. Where are you coming in from?
Arkansas. Yes.
Oh, that's right. You're gone for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Wow. So you're going to fly home and do a show?
We're going to do a lot of rehearsing.
Yeah, what's going to happen with that?
This show may be loose.
Yeah.
The loose one. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be coming from a loose performance of my own.
Perfect.
As you know. All right. Let's close out here with a little Massive Attack, Inertia Creeps. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Zero, see me slow. I bounce off wheels, just my footing and fall.